What was your last online impulse buy? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What I've realized is I buy the dumbest things online now. That's just what I do. I go home and I think I have to, you know, do things. And then I'm like, should I sweep the floors or should I buy this waffle maker? And then I buy the waffle maker.
How many waffles did you have yesterday?
Four. So we bought a waffle maker, and we decided that this was a good time for it because Hayden was getting bored of things to eat for breakfast, which never was an issue ever in our lives. You know, like we always just ate cereal and Eggo waffles.
But and had to get out the door and go to school.
Exactly.
Right.
So there was never any rush. But now that they're home all the mornings and my husband is making them breakfast, you know, they're getting bored of the typical things. So I'm like, you know what? How about waffles?
Sure.
And she was like, yeah, Eggo waffles. No, we need real waffles.
So you bought yourself like a hotel grade waffle spinning contraption.
Well, I mean, it was $34.95 on Amazon. I wouldn't call it that high grade, but it was still a waffle maker. But then what I did was I researched the best waffle maker mix.
Okay.
And I found one that a lot of the hotels use.
Sure.
So I had that shipped directly from the company. And that actually was pretty expensive. That also cost $35.
Right. Well, did you Google best waffle mix ever or something like that?
No, I asked
around.
When
you put best in there, then you're going to get some, you know, you're going to get that.
I asked around and that was what was referred to me. And then I did some research online and
called
people
seemed
to agree.
Hotel chef friends.
Right. Yeah.
What waffle mix do you use?
Let me call my friend at the Ritz-Carlton.
Let me ask them right now. Listen, I just adore your waffles. I have to make sure that we're having them at home. I bought stretch jeans in every color.
Why? Because you need them to be
stretchier? Well, I haven't bought them in the red and the olive yet at this point, but just because I had the time and, not a lot of supervision, so I was just like, I'm going to get some of these things.
Have you gotten on a scale since this all happened?
No.
I can't do it. I'm afraid.
I'm expanding.
Oh,
I know
definitely.
That.
Definitely. I look
I'm
down.
Expanding my reach.
Yeah. No, definitely. Everything is really tight. Even my pajamas that used to be my cozy pajamas now are a little tight, and that's scary. But you're probably buying things at home that you probably wouldn't normally buy.
Right.
So it's an impulse buy. 1-800-330-9999. What was your last online impulse buy? It's Anna and Raven.
I bought a Coach wallet from Coach.
Was it a good deal? Was it on sale?
Yeah, it was on sale. It was a good price.
I've been debating whether I should buy new Ray-Bans, and I was going back and forth on it. And I'm like, I really don't need new Ray-Bans. But then they sent me that email with 30% off, and that was all I needed to push me right over the edge.
Thank God for the recession.
Yeah, I mean, I don't need a new wallet either, but there you go.
Yeah.
Something to make yourself feel better.
Thank you. Hi, Anna and Raven. What was your impulse buy?
Oh, I've been buying video games like crazy.
Oh.
Really?
I've been buying like Animal Crossing and Xenoblade Chronicles and everything. I have some on reserve and
I'm
so bored.
This is the stuff that you play on your phone?
No, I don't play on my phone. I play on my Nintendo Switch.
Oh, nice. Sweet.
I mean, you got to do something to pass the time. Good for you. Buy some more.
Okay.
I mean, 6 months ago, we would have been like, get a job, lady.
1-800-330-9999. What was your last impulse buy? I don't buy clothes mostly because I don't know what size I am anymore because I won't put on real clothes or get on a scale. But I did buy makeup. I bought new Ray-Bans because they were 30% off. And the biggest exciting purchase at my house was a waffle maker that came yesterday.
Right.
And we
bought high-end
waffles
all day.
All waffles. And I think that's what a lot of people are doing is you're kind of impulse buy things because you really can't go out shopping. So it's kind of fun to have them come to you.
Right.
You know?
If they're still being delivered, you say to yourself, why not? And then you see the coupon or whatever, and you say to yourself, you're doing your best to support the American economy.
Just supporting the economy.
I get what you're doing. I see it.
1-800-330-9999. What was your last online impulse buy? It's Anna and Raven.
Hi. Yeah. So I got everything I need to learn how to knit.
Knitting.
Knitting. But I'm not really sure if I'm even actually going to do it when it gets here.
You just got it because you just felt like it, and you're like, let's see what happens. I do that sometimes.
Everybody needs a knitting kit in the closet. You don't have one, Anna Zapp? Come on.
No, I've convinced myself a few times, like, oh, I'm going to take up a hobby. And my mom is actually one of those people. She has, like, all this yarn and those big, giant needle things, those crochet things, but then she never actually does anything with it.
Right. My buddy picked up a sewing machine, I told you, and he actually just started sewing this weekend. He's making all sorts of face masks. He's getting into it now.
Yeah. I mean, you should have gotten a sewing machine instead of just like the knitting stuff.
Now you're judging her.
I'm sorry. That wasn't fair of me.
She's right though.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your last impulse online purchase during quarantine?
I've been kind of going crazy buying clothes. I bought myself some new jeans and sneakers and socks and a robe for around the house. And I've never bought clothes online before, so that was kind of fun. And then I also bought myself a signed poster of Derek Jeter.
Oh, that's nice.
But it's got to be its Yankees playing days, right? It's not as an owner of the Marlins. That's not a very sexy time. No.
Well, of course. Yes, there's a classic Yankee shot there. It's beautiful. I'm looking forward to it arriving.
How do you know that it's real? Did you buy it from like somewhere that was verified, or did you just random like eBay purchase?
They got to send like an authenticity certificate.
Yeah, I bought it on eBay, but they're pretty good over there if you know what you're looking at. You know, there's people have those high scores and have been doing it for a long time, and so you kind of put your trust and do a research. You can find some good stuff out there.
You know what? If it looks close enough to his, I mean, what do I care, really, right? My friends come over and be like, nice poster. Are you sure that's Gita's signature? Shut up, Frank. Get out of here. Kick out your random friend. That's cool, man.
Yeah, man. It's going to look great. I can't wait for it to arrive.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Hopefully you didn't package it with any sanitizer because it won't be here till like May or June.